Break out the dabs. It's episode 710 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside our trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
The fuck was that?
Well, you don't know about 710?
No, what's going on now?
That's like a weed reference, like for oil, dabs, shatter, wax, all that stuff.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah, instead of 420, it's 410.
No, 710. There's 420 and 710. Those are the two big days, you know.
So, I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. So, guys, how are you?
I guess.
Better than I was doing earlier this week.
Oh.
Yeah. What was that? Were you in prison or something?
No, just it was crappy 2 days because I wanted to take the entire week off. I had to work 2 days.
That's it.
Oh, man, that sucks, man. All right. Break. Doing all right?
Yeah, I guess. Let's just move on.
All right. Let's just move on. Poor Break, man. All right, Eric, first story. I don't have the sound queued up, so you're just going to have
to... From RPG site, we got a release date for a game called Relayer Advanced, because it's apparently being added on because the game previously released earlier, so... it's originally released on PlayStation 5 and 4. Will also come to PCs. So, I guess they're just calling it advanced because they're attaching the DLC to it, probably. But, anyways, it'll come to Steam on October 27th, and it'll come to GOG November 10th.
All right.
And no mention of the Epic Games Store, so maybe that'll be much later. But, and the following three major changes to this release is that... No, these changes are also coming to the other versions, by the way, but new option to change the map layout from the usual square grids to a filled luminous lines. The main story will have a shorter conversations for more concise storytelling. There probably was way too much dialogue that needed to be probably edited out of the game because it was fluffy. But, full conversations will still be available via the Requisitions menu, so if you want to look at all that stuff you can. But new high difficulty endgame content wormhole trial, which consists of 5 stages and features phantoms, which are doppelganger of the Star Children pilots, as new enemies. Okay. This is a strategy RPG, by the way.
Right. Yeah, all right. The interesting changes and additions. So
the Korean game.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty dynamic for a strategy game. It's very colorful. The grid, anyway, so...
At least I think it's Korean. It might be Chinese, because Cloud Leopard Entertainment's the publisher.
Yeah. Katakawa Games? That sounds more Chinese.
They're the Japanese publisher.
Oh, it is? Wow, that's even more interesting. Huh.
Well, I think it was originally a Chinese release, or maybe a Korean release, but it doesn't mention... If there is a Korean publisher, it's like not mentioned here.
Alright. Okay, anything else on that?
Cloud Leopard does Asian... region releases, so they might have been dual publishing duties.
Anything else on that, Eric?
Nah.
It said Dragami game, so whoever...
Oh, yeah, the update for the PlayStation 5 and 4 versions to make it equal to the PC release are happening on November 18th.
Okay, cool. Alright, Breakman, next story.
This is a quick one, but I actually have a question. Maybe Eric can answer it. Coming to us live from RPG site, Persona 3 Portable and Persona 4 Golden Ports are set to release on January 19th, 2023, for everything except for the PlayStation 5.
What?
Yeah, they probably because the dual PlayStation 5 version of the game, they'd have to make a whole new version. And with the Xbox, it's probably just a simple matter of just making a few tweaks. So they probably don't want to spend the extra money to do a PS5 release. Plus, that also includes doing a new trophy list, because the way its file system is set up is different from the PS4.
So why does Xbox Series X get it, then?
Like I said, it doesn't take too much to just make it a Series X-compatible game. And the PS4 version is probably already going to have 4K support anyway.
Huh. Okay, well... I mean, that's kind of sad, but it's cool that I got an X, because then I can play them on the X, you know?
Pretty sure both of these games are not going to have HDR support, though.
Probably not. For some reason, HDR seems to be a sticking point on a lot of ported and actually just games in general, you know, that come out on systems. So, I don't know. HDR must be a really hard thing to code. Right? Like there's not like a blanket like
HDR. Well, it's more of a current gen thing now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else? These
are ports of old games, so bothering with it wouldn't be within.
Right. Reason. Unless they did a whole new, like, remake, right? You know, something like that. All right. Break.
Well, if they'd work on, like, backwards compatibility, maybe they could, you know.
But watch the PC version.
Right.
Get a mod that does ray tracing or something.
Are they really concerned with? I thought about this last gen, actually, guys. Like, are they really concerned with backwards compatibility? Because
no,
they're not.
Well, if they could sell it to you again, they'll do it.
Of course, exactly. Of course. I mean, that's, you know.
I mean, if you already bought the digital version for it, you're not going to be able to get it free like the classic releases, because like. I bought like stuff like Wild Arms and Wild Arms 2, so whenever Wild Arms 2 shows up on PSN, it's just going to probably happen sooner or later. I won't have to buy it again, because I typically already did. They're just going to look at my purchase history and just let me have it.
Well, that's cool.
Because it's basically just playing a slightly tweaked and trophy ad support version of that.
I'm kind of glad Persona 3 is gonna be on there. I like Persona 3. And Persona 4. They're both really solid, good games, so that's really cool. Alright, anything else on that break?
No, that's it.
Alright, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Roguelike action RPG Quantumancy, The Purgatory, announced for PS5, Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So, it's basically like a kind of a sci-fi type deal. Between good and evil, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. There's no video, but it's been announced, and that's the announcement. So there's a little bit of artwork, but it's kind of cryptic artwork. I don't like when they do that. You know, there's nothing for you to get super excited except for the name Quantumancy, which is kind of cool, you know. But
okay.
There you go.
If you say so.
You don't like it? Quantumancy?
It's like, I don't care.
Sort of like necromancy, you know, but,
I guess.
You know, kind of a play on that. Do you have a picture of a hot chick, you know, dressed in all...
Oh, well, why didn't you start with that?
Jeez. I should have. I really should have, man. That would have been the seller right there, right? All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got... So, This Way Madness Lies, which is Zeboid Games' newest game, and it's coming out November 10th.
Didn't we have Zeboid Games on before, Eric, this or no?
The day before Veterans Day, by the way.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah, we did for Cthulhu Saves Christmas, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, it was Cosmic Star Heroine, I think.
Cosmic Star Heroine, yeah. Okay. I knew it just sounded familiar to me, but real pretty artwork for sure.
So they say it's a Shakespearean inspired, but I think that is more to do with maybe like the motifs that they're using rather than the setting. Because yeah. I think the girls are in the modern era.
It totally looks like really, really good artwork from like you know, like a Super Nintendo type game.
I mean, well, that's Robert, and that's the guy we did interview. So
yeah. No, it looks good.
That's Bill. Bill does the art. That's right.
I'm kind of excited for this. This looks really, really cool.
I was like, when I asked for a review code, I said I'd like to have him on the show again.
Absolutely.
So, probably after I play this.
Yeah, 100, man. If you get a response on that, we'd love to have Zeboid back on, man. This game looks really cool. So yeah, there you go. Anything else on this, Eric?
I could read the key features.
Yeah, go for it.
We got unique turn-based combat, hang out with your friends, put on plays. Shakespearean dialogue too difficult to parse? No problem. Our unique ye old English to new English translator. So if you don't want to play the game in Shakespearean English, you can just play in normal English.
I bet you, God. I know. But you know what?
I'll think I'll beat the game without it and then try it for a lark, not actually seriously play through it again.
Yeah. Freak's about ready to get his second booster. All right, cool. Freak 5. Let us know how that goes.
Multi-character unite abilities. Sounds a bit like Chrono Trigger or Sekiren, but teaches you why you learn, so I guess it's giving you facts about Shakespeare stuff.
Yeah.
Get a pet. Pacing that does not waste your time, because those games are generally short, and this game is apparently even shorter to go through Sage Christmas, which is about 12 hours, so this is probably closer to 8 or 10.
Yeah, for me, like 24 hours, the way I play.
And the other key features is fun for the whole family.
This looks, I mean, I like the concept. The
family, really? That's, wow. Okay.
I kind of like the concept, though, Break. Like you know, I mean, you could try playing it in Shakespearean tone, and then, I mean, I used to read a lot of Shakespeare.
So, and yeah, there's more Lovecraftian stuff going on in this game, like all the other Z-Boy games, except for Cosmic Star Heroine.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably get, but I'm with you, Break. I would probably totally turn that option to.
I really hope Cthulhu shows up as, like, another boss fight in this game some point.
I think
he's like just a random, like he's an innkeeper or something like that. Like you walk in, like you want to spend the night here.
Yeah.
Is there another inn in this town? No.
Freak 5 says yesterday's B&B episode.
But yeah, the game's got like a Sailor Moon vibe because they all turn into magic world girls.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really good, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind playing this in lease. It looks like traditional turn-based RPG at its best. I mean, old school, you know, goodness. Freak says, yesterday's Beavis and Butthead episode had the single greatest moment in the history of the show.
Oh, I haven't seen, I didn't watch last episode yet. Damn it.
Did I see the
last? Are they making fun of cops? Is that why?
I didn't see it, Freak 5. I gotta watch it.
Don't tell me, I'll find out.
Yeah, don't spoil for us. We all haven't seen the last episode. I've been desperately trying to catch up on a lot of shit, but I tell you what, Freak 5, if you're not watching House of the Dragon, you really should, man. Last episode was fucking primo, man. It was one of the greatest episodes of any series I've ever seen, and I know I've said that a couple of times, but it's really, really, really good. I didn't get a chance to. I got to catch up on Lord of the Rings the past couple episodes too. Lord of the Rings. But I did catch up on She-Hulk, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But yeah, good stuff. All right. I think it's whose turn is it next?
I don't even know what story we're on at this point.
Last story.
No. Oh, okay. I think it's mine.
All right.
Come to us live from Gamatsu. Ultra Kaiju Monster Rancher launches October 20th in the West. Oh, that's it? That's their whole story, basically.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. There you go. Then
we
just
talked about
it
before, so we're just telling you the date now.
I'm gonna take a look at this trailer real quick, see if it's any good. It sort of looks like, graphically, it looks kind of like the, what the hell is that? Like Xenoblade, the first Xenoblade game, sort of looks like graphically like this, but just imagine giant kaiju monsters, and that's, you know, that's pretty much what you're dealing with there. So, all right, looks good. Cool.
We need more kaiju games.
We do. I wish they would release a really good,
well, trying to get the licensing on that's kind of like pulling teeth, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just make up a bunch of monsters, man, like this one.
Make a Godzilla versus Kong. Make that game.
Oh, God, yes. Break, that's a great idea. I totally agree. All right, anybody have any homie discounts this week at all? I know, like, God of War 3 Remastered was $10 on PS5. They do have a really good deal on PlayStation. Shadow Warrior 1 and 2 for $10. So if you haven't picked those up, pretty good games. I dabbled in both of them. Pretty good stuff. So $10 for two games, $5 a piece, it's definitely worth it. So that's my contribution to our homie discounts. Anybody else have anything?
No.
All right, Breakman.
There's apparently RPG out there that I forgot to post, but it's out now. It's called Undecember.
Okay.
It's a hack and slash game.
Alright.
Undecember?
Yeah.
For what system?
I'll have to find out.
Alright.
Is that like the 13th month of the year?
Yeah, Undecember. That's kind of a cool name. Kind of a quirky, cool name. Hey, Breakman, do I have anything?
If it means winter's going to be longer, fuck Undecember.
No. All right.
Android, iOS, and Microsoft Windows. Well, for now.
Dear Breakman, what do we have?
Oh, we have an actual Dear Breakman. Thank you, Freak. Yes. You are living the same day over and over, like Groundhog Day, the movie. What would be the worst day to have to relive, like getting out of jail that day and waking up the next day back in jail? Yeah, that would absolutely suck. And also, which would be the best day? The worst day would probably be like graduating from high school, you know, because you graduate from high school and you wake up the next day, you're back in fucking high school over and over again.
I mean, my best and worst would be like running out of weed, because I ran out of weed, right? But like I would wake up and I would still be smoking weed, so it'd be like, you know, like constantly smoking weed, but I would always run out. And that would suck, but it would be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. if you're stuck in like the padded room, you know, like it's you've committed a lot of crimes and they finally locked you up, and then you started repeating once you're locked up, that would really suck, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like unlike Groundhog Day, where he gets to have fun and shit like that, you're fucked. You know, you just get to relive sickening in a padded room forever. And
right. Or you get super stupid drunk and you throw up. That would be the worst day to relive, right? You know, over and over.
Maybe being born, that'd be a bad day.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, Break. That's a great one.
Giving birth, that would suck for the woman.
Absolutely. 100. And that would, I mean, yeah, exactly. And the greatest day for the man, right? Or supposed to be, you know? So, Eric, what do you think, man? Worst and best day groundhog scenario.
Best day, I think even the best day would get boring after a while, so it's not really a best day, would it be?
Ooh, that's a good point.
I think the best day would be losing your virginity.
Although
you get to lose it over and over and over again.
Yeah, but that could also be the worst day of your life. Like, if you just had, I mean, because most people have terrible sex when they're virgins, right?
I think the best day would be not getting in that loop in the first place. Getting out of it.
Getting out of what?
Out of the loop would be the best day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Well, that's no fun. You see Groundhog Day? Like, this is your chance to fucking be the man.
Right.
The hell you want.
I guess.
But there's always a possibility that day you go wild as the last thing you get out of the loop. And you have to pay the consequences of whatever you did.
Here's a best day scenario. What if it was, like, lottery day? And then you remember the lottery numbers and you wake up that day? And you go buy a ticket?
You're broke every when you start the day out.
Yeah, but when the loop is broken, like, you know the numbers, right?
When the loop is broken, I guess. But wouldn't it be like the repeating the day you got your money just so you could go crazy with
it? Well, yeah, that too. I mean, then you could do all kinds of shit. You could just buy, you could just go ballistic, right? Just buy whatever. Just go batshit, you know.
Man, but how much? I still think it'd be losing your virginity. I still think
that. I don't know.
Or you could always invest that money.
What if you had a terrible experience, Break? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you get better at it.
I mean, for women, I would
say over and over again. Right? Right. That's kind of the point.
Well, but like, okay, what about women? You bleed every time. You see what I'm saying?
That's not true. That is not true, Frank.
Well, almost every time. You know what I'm saying?
It's only if they're
hymen.
Hymen's been broken, but a lot of female athletes don't have a hymen. Theirs has already been broken.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, you shouldn't say stuff like that, Frank. You sound like a.
But you know, this is why. This is why I don't think
the bleeding like, is actually quite rare. Unless you're just completely on lubricated.
How dare you? How dare you? No. Honestly, Break, like,
or you being really rough because the dick's too big or something.
Well, see, I would have that problem all the time, but you know, I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying, like, the idea of 72 virgins, like the Quran's way of heaven, is mm-hmm. not ideal to me.
No, you know what I mean? I'm not saying
girls that's, who don't know what they're doing when it comes to sex.
Yeah. That's different. That's a completely different.
Yeah, no, I understand. Now. I get it. I know the concept, Break. Yes, I'm very familiar with Groundhog Day.
It's sort of like the opposite of that scenario.
Right? Yes, yes. No, I get it.
The quality over quantity.
I'm just saying, like you know, I mean, the chances are fairly likely women bleed their first time, you know, you have a mess.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I mean, you're a teenage girl. I mean, yeah. Like, if you're, you know, like, in your 20s or something like that, a lot of people go in their 20s when they're virgins.
Right, right. Yeah.
And like I said, female athletes, I dated a girl who was an equestrian, that's what they're called. Like, equestrians, it's pretty normal for them to not have hymens.
Right, right.
Like
Freak 5 says, best day would be the second day of being on vacation in Las Vegas. There's no qualm with that, Freak 5. That's definitely
that's a good point. If, like, stuck on a beach, like, or, like, Hawaii, or the Bahamas, or something like that.
But he kinda,
unless it's a hurricane, and then that'd be the worst
he
day.
He kind of makes
stuck
a good...
in the,
yeah.
What's that?
He kind of makes a good point, though, because, look, he says, you have all your money to use on vacation, so whatever you brought with you on vacation to begin with, you have all that money, so you could do whatever you wanted, right?
Yeah.
And then you could spend it in different ways, and then the money's back the next day, so there's all kinds of stuff to do in Vegas. I totally agree, man.
You're crazy. Just imagine, like, going to, like, the Bahamas, and the day you get stuck in the loose, the day a hurricane hits.
Oh, God, that would be terrible.
For eternity, you can't do shit.
Holy hell, that would be terrible. Or, like, you're stuck in a tsunami, or...
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you see the beach every day, like, God, no, this isn't fair.
I know, I'm going to get swept up again. You know, you wake up all... You know what's a good movie that's on the horror bent like that is Happy Death Day, I think is what it's called.
That. I saw the previews for it. I love the preview.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
Yeah, I think both of them are on Peacock because it's a Universal movie.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it. I think those movies are at least the first one's pretty brilliant. Second one's okay too, but
the ending's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like both those movies pretty much. So, what else you got, Break? Anything else?
No, that's Yeah, like, there are so many worse days. I think we could probably talk... Have you seen Premature?
I have not. Freak 5, what? Is that a series?
Premature, what are we talking about
here? Story of Break's life? No, I'm just kidding.
This is about abortions.
Oh, God. Probably not.
miscarriages, sorry.
Miscarriages, yeah, no. Probably not. I don't know. Yeah. I've heard of
do this thing all day long.
We could. We all day. I mean, we could come up with just different scenarios. Like, you go skiing and you break your leg or something, and you have to break your leg every day. I mean, that would suck, right? Or
it would be like loop right at the point where you break your leg. So every time you loop back, you break your leg. Like,
every time the main character ejaculates, his day resets. What? Oh, my. That's funny. So every time he has sex, he kind of... Or just jerks it. His day resets.
He's just jerking it 1 second, and next he's laying in bed again.
But going with Freak 5's Las Vegas theme, like... What if you hit a big jackpot on a machine, you know, on a slot machine? That'd be pretty cool to relive every day for a while, you know? That's pretty cool. Like, when we went to Vegas last time, I mean, I told you guys, we did fairly well. I mean, we hit, first day, Bernie and I are sitting at this giant-ass Buffalo slot machine, and we won $1,000. That'd be pretty cool to relive, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'd want, like, Groundhog Day type scenario, like where you get the whole day to repeat, as opposed to what I usually see in other. What was that movie with the Wayans brother? He had like an hour to repeat, like he was stuck in like an hour time loop.
Oh my God, that would suck.
Much would that suck? Yeah.
Oh my God, an hour? No way. Freak says one scene he's being chased by bullies and he starts jerking off to get away from the so his day will reset. Wow, interesting. That's actually kind of fun. Is that on a streaming service, Freak? Like, what's
use that to your advantage and date a bunch of different girls?
Exactly. Not any of them.
Being in the middle of class or something, like, I don't know. Just start jerking it. Just whoop your shit out and start jerking it right there. What are you doing? Oh my god, shut up, I'm busy.
I'm resetting this day.
This isn't a sexual thing. I just have to do this for important
right,
reasons.
Right. Well, I mean, it wouldn't. But you know what? What would really suck is if that was the exact scenario that like got you out of the loop. So you're sitting there, jerking it in class, and then all of a sudden, like, nothing happens. And you're like, you know, like the
oh,
most.
God, what? Oh shit! Everybody's staring at you.
Right.
Yeah, the police are on the way, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you just have to be like, oh, well, I mean, at least I'm out of this stupid loop, you know.
Casually put your stuff back in your pants.
You got a mess all over. You know?
Like, I don't sit back in your chair like you didn't do anything.
Right. All right. Let's move on here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Freak Vibe says, and that was my point of Vegas, you could sample a different prostitute every day. Why not? I mean,
no pregnancy, no disease, right. It doesn't fucking matter.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. No, what would it matter? Like, absolutely, have fun, you know?
Of course, in Freak's case, it'd be the one time, like, he got a harem, and he got, like, 100 of them together, and did it. The loop would end the next day, and he'd have, like, 20 pregnancies.
Oh, my God, that would be the worst-case scenario, wouldn't it, man? It's just so bad.
Come on, man, why? I thought the loop was in it when I'm supposed to be a better person.
I mean, you like, God. You know, actually Vegas would be cool. You could, like, relive, like, scenes from The Hangover, or you could, like, jump in the Bellagio fountain, you know, like, just all this stupid shit, you know. Just, although, jumping in the Bellagio fountain, you would kill yourself. What's that?
You get electrocuted, wouldn't you?
No, you would get sucked in. They have a huge undertow in that pool. A homeless guy jumped in and sadly passed away one time. So yeah, it's not. You definitely don't want to do that. You don't do that.
And some of those, like, when they have, like, water displays and stuff like that, sometimes electrical currents. So.
Yeah. No electrical currents, but you definitely would be drowned for sure.
San Diego and jerk it. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerking it.
All right, Brick. What have you been playing?
This week, I mostly just played a couple of games, really. Alien Isolation, I've been playing a lot of that.
Ooh.
I hate androids.
Yeah, ooh, you got to the androids.
I understand why Ripley didn't like androids.
Yes.
I agree with her. Androids suck.
Oh, my God. They fucking suck. You get anywhere near those fucking things and they'll grab you, man. They blow, man. Yeah, that's another aspect of that game. I didn't get a chance to ask you, how was your first encounter with the Xenomorph?
Well, the first time I saw him, he killed somebody else, and the second time, like, he almost killed you.
Yeah.
And then I'm sneaking away from it, and I didn't know what the fuck he was. And so I'm like, oh, I see the exit, and I'm walking to the exit. Next thing I know, there's something right through my chest from the behind. Where the fuck did he come from?
Yeah, you know, it's actually brilliant the way that the AI works in Alien Isolation. They have two separate aliens. One always knows where you are, and one kind of knows, so you're like, you're not at a disadvantage, because they sometimes, like, those AIs are kind of at odds with each other, but it's almost completely fair, you know. It's like really weird how it works. I saw a video how the AI works on Alien Isolation. It's really interesting, but good stuff, man. What else have you been playing, Break?
I was able to get through them, like, by baiting them eventually, like, through some flashbangs or something, ran the other way.
Yeah. That's about all you can do, fucking, man. And hide.
This fucking androids, man. God damn
I
it.
I know. The androids
managed
sucks.
To kill one. That was fun.
Yeah.
But then his buddy killed me because, you know.
Yeah. They suck, man. The androids suck. What else you been playing, Break?
Let me see. Well, I did play some Wreckfest yesterday, too. I actually forgot about that. Just a little bit farther in that game. It's the events I'm at now, like, you gotta race like 8 different events and 12 laps each event.
Oof.
It takes fucking ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they did it like that instead of splitting it up more. Like, these are, like, this is a big chunk of a game. You can't, like, sit down and be able to do stuff. You gotta be you need time to play it, so whatever. And the other game I've been playing is I talked about beating Breath of the Wild and kind of moving on. But I didn't want to really start a new game on the Switch because I just started Alien Isolation, and you know, I didn't want to like lose focus on that. Although the androids are making me want to lose focus on
it. Yeah, the androids suck, man.
I'm not the biggest.
You gonna put it down for Persona 5 when it comes out next week on Friday?
I got too many other games to play before I get to something like that.
Yeah.
So I decided to play just what was been sitting in the system. The cartridge has been in there for. I think it's like the second game I opened, so it's been in there for a long time. So I just started playing Super Smash Bros. Again.
Oh, shit, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually been having a lot of fun with it, even though it's really repetitive. But I was only like 50 battles in the story mode finished, and I've got like over 200 now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God damn, it doesn't seem like there's any end to this. Like, it just seems like I'm just going to keep going and going and going, and it's going to be like 500 levels or something. it seems like there's a lot.
Yeah. Freak 5 says you might be able to drive from Vegas to Frank's house in a day and stand on his lawn. Well, you could make it there in 11 hours. I mean, so technically, yes, Freak 5. I mean, you know.
You make it all the way there, just step on his lawn. Got my lawn! That's all I needed.
And all I needed. And then you just jump in front of a car and kill yourself, you know. Start the day over, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, not really. How many levels are in Smash Brothers, I'm wondering? Because I don't feel like I'm anywhere close to being like finished with the story. And,
oh, Jesus. I don't know,
I don't
man.
Really want to play it online because my online experience hasn't been too good, even though... But they... Actually, there was... The last update, they apparently did some improvements to online. So
I wouldn't bother, man. I mean, it's still crap. I mean, it's just... You know... I mean, it's Nintendo. What else you need to know, right?
I know. They're behind everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy you got a chance to dig into Alien Isolation, and you're pretty far if you got to the androids, so that's cool. You know,
I hate them, they're assholes.
Kick Frank in the nuts and smoke all his weed. Yeah, good luck with that, Freak. I'll be talking about that a little bit later.
He's gonna take that's a lot of time. Yeah, Freak, you're gonna have to drive really fast to get to
that. Would take you millennia, Freak 5.
Like, you'd have to roll like those joints that you see,
right? Cheech and Chong,
like Snoop Dogg and shit with. They're like a foot long and shit. You'd have to have that.
Yeah, you'd have to like have ounce joints in order to fucking smoke all my weed. Dude, like you would definitely die of an overdose, which is extremely hard to do with weed. You know what I'm saying? But that's funny. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
After they'll do an autopsy, his blood was 99% THC.
That's funny. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I played the Blossom Tales 2, and I finished it, so I got a review of that up on the audio feed.
Yes, a couple of new reviews up on the feed, so check those out.
Yeah, that and Trails from Zero.
Yep.
And I played through most of the games on the TMT Cowabunga collection. The only ones I didn't play were the tournament ones.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care for the tournament games.
Yeah, the tournaments weren't that good. Yeah. Especially the Nintendo one. It's like, why did you put a fighting game on the NES?
And I played a little bit of Scorn today, and I discovered I don't care for the David Cronenberg walking simulator / FPS. Because most of it involves walking through long hallways, and combat is not great, because I guess you're not really supposed to be meant to fight, but there's lots of puzzles, and no real story, because it's all being done via cinematics, and there's no dialogue exchanged.
Wow.
So I can't even really care about what I'm doing there.
Huh.
I hate when they do that with combat. Like, we don't want you to fight. Well, then why do you have combat in there? Just make it like Clock Tower where you can't fight instead of making it stupid. Yeah.
Or Outlast where you really don't, you know, have a choice.
Because there are recharge stations that you can use to heal yourself, but you only get so many charges and you can't go back to there to get more. So you basically just gotta plot out your course and hope the checkpoint is not too far behind, and you don't get yourself in a position where you have too little health.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crooked like that. So it's kind of half-baked.
Yeah, maybe they'll come out with an update and it'll get better later, you know, type thing. It looked interesting. I mean, I don't know. But what else have you been playing, Eric? Anything else?
That's really it.
I didn't get a chance to play much. I think I played a tiny bit of Titanfall 2. Titanfall 2 is good. It's an underrated FPS for sure.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's really good.
You and your robot friend?
Yeah. I mostly played rescuing cat and dog this week. So I got an opportunity to rescue a cat and dog from a couple of homeless people this week. So that was my week. So there you go. All right. What else do we got here? Let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
No, I don't.
All right, I think Eric and I have the same reviews this week, so we'll tag team on this. Which one do you want to do first, Eric? She-Hulk Season 1 or Halloween Ends?
Let's do She-Hulk first.
Okay, She-Hulk Season 1. What are your thoughts, Eric?
I liked most of the episodes. The first two were just kind of okay because they were just trying to clear the air and show us exactly how she got to where she was.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff with the Hulk was kind of funny. And they like how, like, she's angry all the time already, so she's mastered her anger. So yeah, she doesn't need to worry about hulking out so much.
Right, I love that. Like she did in like 10 minutes what Bruce Banner has been trying to do for years. You know, able to, you know,
she's a woman, which makes her anger even more palpable. So.
Like, I really like that aspect of it too, Eric. What other thoughts, Eric?
And I liked how they reintroduced some goofy-ass, deep-cut comic book characters that being put into new roles in the way that they were presented, like with Abomination and the people at his place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I didn't even think these characters existed, so I looked them up, and they did. And I was, like, laughing because it'll be the last place you expect to see these characters.
Right. So what did you think?
But the finale, it's not bad, but it was most definitely a mess. It wasn't good, but it was good in a way that I enjoyed.
You know, Eric, the ending I actually thought was pretty brilliant because it was kind of meta, right? So they
but the problem I had with it is I feel like they did it. Not only in a way that criticizes the thing that you're criticizing by doing the thing that you criticize it for.
That was the point. That was the whole point, Eric. Like,
when you could have just, you know, done whatever you wanted. Because, like, instead of making a point about criticizing her and not having her own show, and, I mean, maybe they were trying to play the point that women often are removed of their agency in their own, like, series or whatever. And that might have been it, but I was worrying that, like, they're doing this so that people can shut up about it, and then so they can go back to doing status quo everything else.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Eric, but I just thought it was a nice nod, like of them hearing the criticism, but also saying, we're not going to change, but hey, we hear you. You know, but this formula is working. It was.
Could they have at least said we're going to do more of this weird stuff?
Yeah,
elsewhere?
Yeah, I know. But you know, I mean, I made a point to Bernie, and she agreed. She's like,
I kind of think it was cowardice on their part to introduce the director of the show, but not actually introduce them.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. And I actually thought it was quite brilliant the way
they
did
it.
Not
the show of the director of Marvel.
Yeah, Kevin Feige, and he's a robot, and it, you know, that was fun. But I liked it in this.
And I complained about him, the show trying to do a Deadpool, but apparently this is what She-Hulk's been doing forever. Yeah. So Deadpool ripped it off from her.
Yeah. And I made that point to Bernie, and it clicked with her finally. She liked the show a lot. She's like, you know, this is a good show that women should be watching, kind of. That was her sentiment. But she felt like it was like Deadpool-esque, you know, and I had made that point. I was like, this, she's a female version of Deadpool. But she's been doing it before Deadpool's been doing it. Yeah, she was Deadpool before Deadpool. So, I mean, it's just a brilliant show, I think, in a lot of ways.
And Deadpool's a ripoff of DC's character, Slade Wilson.
Yeah, that's true, too. But She-Hulk was about, I think, about that time. Slade Wilson, maybe even before. But I think this is a good series for everybody. I think it's fun. I think it's lighthearted in a lot of aspects, but it does have some adult themes. Like, what other series on Disney Plus has gone through sex at all? Like, there's no series that I can think of that have addressed sex in the way that She-Hulk has. So I thought that was really cool. Also, there's a really, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it, but there's a really cool cameo appearance by somebody. So, and it's a previous Marvel character that people have been clamoring for, and it's awesome, is all I got to say. And it's just cool. So, I don't know, what are you giving She-Hulk Season 1, Eric?
I'm giving it, I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit lower than that, Eric. I liked it
quite a bit. I couldn't decide if it was a 9 or 8.5, but I'd rather go with a single number.
Yeah, I'm going with 8, Eric. I think there's room for improvement, as you stated. I think there's, you know, there's... I did one thing that I really...
Well, at least Season 2's cleared the air, so they could just do whatever the fuck they want now.
Yeah. I think what I would want them to do with She-Hulk... is actually have a main villain to battle. That's what I really want. Like, there.
Well, she needs to become more of a superhero for that to happen.
I agree, but and I think she is. I mean, she wore the suit. You know, I mean, the only difference between the suit that you see in the series and in the comic is the suit in the comic was more swimsuit like, whereas this one had like shorts instead of bikini. You know, like bottom. Tight style.
Yeah, like she was going out for exercise or something.
Yeah. So, which is fine. I think that's more appropriate, for Disney. But I think it's an 8 out of 10 series. I think it's got a lot of potential, and I hope they come back. But like I said, my main criticism is they need her to have a villain. And I can't remember for the life of me who She-Hulk's villain was in the comic. So... I mean, it could be anybody. So they could pick any villain, and I'd be happy with it as long as there was a story, a season with a story-long arc with a villain. You know what I'm saying?
Titania is not really a villain because she's more of a rival.
Right. It's a rival, not a villain, and a recurring character, so it can't be that. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be like a villain that we all kind of know.
Although there's another cameo appearance in the finale that might suggest that someone finally getting their own movie in the MCU.
I can't remember what you're talking about, Eric, but...
It was at the very end.
Well, I'll talk off air.
Their name starts with S, and they're related to a certain green person.
Okay, we'll talk. I forget. I did watch it, and I probably had the same... sentiment, but I'm just blanking out right now. I'm having a brain fart, but
well, it's good that you don't remember.
Yeah, maybe it is. Right. So, anyways, She-Hulk season 1, Eric and I both approve. Really good series on Disney Plus. Halloween Ends, Eric. What are your thoughts?
It was different, more different than I thought it would be. I thought they'd just have a fight and it'd be over, but. That didn't kind of happen. It was more of a... Strangely, in a way, even though I haven't seen the Friday the 13th Part 5 and 6...
Yeah.
It kind of was going in that direction.
Yeah. Look, Eric, I thought this movie was a mess. I did not like this movie at all. What I wanted to happen was a big battle, like you said. Like, the final battle between two rivals that have been battling for... how many years now? Yeah, have we been watching this thing play out?
Technically, from a timeline sense, they had a fight, and then 40 years passed, and now
I understand.
Sort of had a fight in the first movie, and she was recovering after that fight.
Yeah, I get it, Eric. But I mean, I know you're supposed to disregard all the other Halloween movies, but me as a horror fan, I can't disregard all those movies, right? So there's been a long storied history of Laurie Strode versus Michael Myers, right? And to end this way, I mean, I thought the end scene was cool, you know, the last couple of little things that happened, mm-hmm. but it was like anticlimactic, you know.
It was like they knew how to end the movie, but they didn't know how to do the rest of it.
Yeah, they didn't. They introduced this ridiculous plot with this other fake Michael Myers character that I just it was appalling. It was like you threw. Okay, I don't know whose harebrained idea this was, Green's idea or McBride's idea to throw in this other character. But it was completely unnecessary. And
I think they wanted to do in the first movie what they did in this movie, but with the doctor. But the doctor didn't get the lift to do what he was going to do.
Right, right. And I just think that this...
It would have worked better there, though, because like, a psychologist becoming a killer himself.
Yeah.
Try to study a madman.
Right, right. But I think...
It made more sense than supposedly Michael Myers having the ability to just make people go dark.
Yeah, there was a lot of baffling decisions in this movie, right, Eric? So in this trilogy, which I thought the first movie in this trilogy was brilliant, right? And I really loved the beginning. I mean, if I could make a supercut of these movies, I would cut out that subplot. I would cut out a lot of the second part, except for a couple of key fights, and I would make it one long movie with the ending, and it would work better. You know what I mean? And another thing, why didn't they just pick up like right where the second movie left off? It would have been awesome. It could have been, okay, so the mob is quelled by Michael Myers. He killed them all, right? Doyle and Tommy Doyle and the mob and that whole thing, right? And Laurie she sees Michael Myers kill her daughter, and that's the motivating factor for both Laurie and her granddaughter, right? So it's those two going up against Michael Myers, there's a chase, and there's maybe a couple of new characters that are basically a horror movie fodder, and that's it results in this huge battle at the end. And then they have that end scene, and then it's over. It would have ended it perfect. But instead...
Yeah, I mean, the whole subplot felt like, oh, let's do Joker.
yeah, exactly. Or the Riddler in the new Batman, right? I mean, that's kind of... I kind of felt that way. They just missed a big opportunity here. So, for me, Eric, I think this is one of the worst sequels to a horror movie I've seen a long time, and one of the most disappointing at the very least. But I give high marks to Jamie Lee Curtis, who acted her ass off, and the woman that played Allison in the movie. Everybody's acting was okay. The direction was barely okay. The writing was just awful. And for me, only for the acting and, you know, stuff like that, I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 10. I was sorely, sorely disappointed. So I think we're in agreement, though. It just sucked. I mean, it was definitely the weakest of the bunch. Did you see the other two, Eric? And do you think that it's the weakest of the bunch?
And break, that's not 615 stages. That's 615. No, actually, that's true. There are more moons than even that. But I guess if you wanted to break up all the main moon pickups that you need to do, that's sort of like stages, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah, that's that's my thoughts on it. Highly disappointing. Halloween Ends, and I'm glad it ended there, and that's it, you know. So there you go. Breakman, can you type in for Breakman to come back, Eric? And now we're going to.
Oh, he's back.
Oh,
yeah. I looked it up while I was waiting for you guys.
Oh, okay. You're back.
615 battles I've got to play through.
Yeah.
To get 100% complete.
Yeah.
Holy shitballs on shitballs.
Yeah, it's not worth going after all those extra moons.
Wow. Yeah. That's
a lot.
You only need, like, I think you only need, like, 80 moons to get through the game. I mean, that might be a generous number, too. It might be lower than that.
You can't stop him. He's the juggernaut.
So, yeah, if you want to go after 615 moons, you can.
Yeah. All right.
What moons, though? What do you mean moons?
They're kind of like the stars from Mario 64.
Yeah.
Or the shrines from,
Breath of the Wild.
But I don't remember getting any moons.
But then you got to start over.
Yeah, the power moons are basically the stars of this game.
Yeah.
Are we talking about two different game modes, maybe?
No, Mario Odyssey.
I'm not talking. We are talking about two different games. I'm talking about Super Smash
Bros. He's talking about Smash Bros.
Oh, Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, you're typing Mario Odyssey.
I said the next game. I'm
Yeah, the next game is Mario Odyssey, and then. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I was talking about how many stages are in Super Smash Brothers because I got over 200 so far. There's 615. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're better off just like playing with other people with Smash Brothers.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, you're Stinko of the Week.
Let me see. I got a few. Actress of one of my favorite childhood movies died, Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have that as our stinko this week. Breakman, tragic.
She's definitely a legend. So sad.
She's one of the old school Hollywood legends. Like, she was an old school actress, like back in the day, classic beauty, type thing.
And she was one of those people who was heavily, like Betty White was heavily into like helping others, or like Betty White especially like helped animals, Angela Lansbury was like really influential in the AIDS movement.
Yeah.
Fighting the AIDS movement.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people knew that or not.
Yeah. A definite philanthropist, Angela Lansbury. You can add that to a long list of just distinguished stuff that she's done over her life. Just great person, for sure. 96 years old, which, I mean, that's, that's an accomplishment. I mean, people are living longer, I mean, just how it is,
Mel Brooks is, 98 now, I think?
Yeah, Mel Brooks is up there, too. Yeah. Yeah, what else you got,
Brent? I didn't just jinx him. I'm sorry, Mel.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
I know. He's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to cheat something that's practically guaranteed at this point.
Anyway, moving on. What's the biggest freak out in the media going on right now, Frank? Like the biggest scam freak out they're going on about, warning us about?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Giving out fentanyl to kids on Halloween.
Rainbow fentanyl. I've heard. Yeah. Stupid shit, man.
What?
Gotta watch out. They look like Sweet Tarts and Skittles and Smarties.
What drug dealer is going to give out his product for free to people who don't remember where they got it from? For one thing.
That's the point. There you go, Breakman. That was what I was telling somebody. What kind of bullshit sense does it make for a drug dealer to give
let's get them
fentanyl.
Let's give
fentanyl to a section of the population that has no money. Literally has no money.
Speaking of money, drugs aren't cheap. Like, they spend their hard-earned money to get it, and usually it's most of us are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
So even drug dealers are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
They can't afford.
So are they expecting kids drugs to steal their parents' cash or something?
No. See, that is just ridiculousness. Like, I mean, there is a certain population that's younger, probably in their 20s.
Imagine drug dealers dealing in Dogecoin or whatever. NFTs, drug dealers dealing in NFTs.
Hey, yeah, man, this is a 10,000 Doge right here, man. You know, so stupid, man. Come on. But yeah, I just yes, rainbow fentanyl is not a thing. There are colors,
but them marketing it to kids is not happening. It is They're not going to give it away on trick or treaters. Like, you know, the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
The media has a habit of doing this, Breakman. Back in the day, and Eric and I were talking about this off air.
They do it every Halloween. Yes, every Halloween there's something different.
Yeah, you know? But they back in the day used to be razors in the candy, yeah. Right? Yep. And that's never happened.
Or cyanide.
Well, cyanide, yeah.
You and me, like, we used to trick or treat in the 80s, the glory days. Like, when they gave us candy bars and 8 balls of cocaine. You know, those were the best days to trick or treat. Remember those?
Right, right. No doubt. Breakman. You know, it's just, it's scaremongering. It's the same thing. They did it with Dungeons and Dragons, right? The Satanic Panic and other things that the media and, you know, people don't like. If you're doing anything that the media doesn't like or that older people don't like, you're going to get ripped for it. You know, at first it was Elvis, then it was Ozzy, then it was Dungeons and Dragons, then it was,
rock and roll.
Yeah,
you already did rock and roll, really.
Yeah. Right. They did
comic books, movies, heavy metal, absolutely.
What else? I mean, it just over and over and over. Razors in the candy, which, like I said, there's been, I think, in the history of everything, there's maybe been possibly one instance of that ever happening. And
Rick has another great point in chat. He started out, I was wondering where he was going with it, but like he says, if you get them hooked, the kids will find a way to get the money, and they will try to find a drug dealer once they get addicted. Though I suppose if you don't know what you took, you don't know what you're hooked on.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, cool. I'll take one of everything you've got, Mr. Drug Dealer.
I'll take everything in your cabinet there, man. I mean, it just, you know, I equated this Breakman with, you know, because I did hear this rainbow fentanyl thing, right? And it's just totally ridiculous. It's stranger danger to me, right? People are so scared about stranger danger, right? But if you look at the statistics, it's like a statistical anomaly. You know, it's like you have more chance of winning the lottery or fucking getting struck by lightning or getting bitten by a shark than stranger danger. You know, it's just, yeah, it's just stupid stuff.
Well, it's just like child molestation and stuff like that. Like the primary, most prevalent child molesters are usually family members.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
Not strangers.
Right.
It's like usually like a cousin or father or something like that. We're friends. You know, it's usually people they know. And
only time someone was poisoned by Halloween candy, it was a father trying to poison his own kid. There you go, Freak Vibe. Yep. I mean, yeah, it's like you can. You know what? I don't always rely on Snopes, but if you are wondering about these urban myths type stuff, like candy, like razors and candy, it's a good site to go and look at some of the ridiculousness. You know, like wives' tales and stuff like that. Like they really do break it down and you know assure you that this shit just doesn't happen. I mean, it happens. But it doesn't happen. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's statistically. Yeah,
like you can probably, if you look through the history books, you can probably find an instance in some neighborhood somewhere where some asshole put a razor blade
Yeah. I mean, like, if you go on their website, they broke down the razor in the candy thing and other things, poisons and, you know, I mean, just stupid stuff that people believe and they just take for granted, like stranger danger. I mean, Penn and Teller did a really good job with Bullshit. Their show called Bullshit.
Oh, Bullshit was a great show. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. They did a whole series on stranger danger and, you know, I think they briefly talked about the razor blade and the candy thing and, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
I haven't seen that in forever. That was a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I wish they would do more of it because there's a lot of stuff like that. You know, like, I don't know, just all kinds of stuff. Like, they did one on one.
You're worried about strangers. harming your children by putting razor blades in or whatever in your candy instead of the politicians that are trying to erase LGBT education in schools so that kids can be afraid of themselves.
Yeah.
What's just like the groomer thing? Like they call the trans community groomers. Meanwhile, the church has a lot more people, has actual people molesting their kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the trans community isn't molesting their kids.
Right.
But they're the groomers.
Right.
Whereas
you're
half of these churches are literally grooming the kids to I don't even want to say it.
I know what you're saying. I mean, we know what you're saying, Brake. It just, you know, it's a lot of BS. And Freak 5 says it here. Most kidnappers are also known to the victims, you know. So, yeah, that, I mean, it just dispels the myth of stranger danger pretty much altogether. Excuse me. Wow, that came out of nowhere. Brake Man, anything else on your Stinkos?
I got one more.
Okay.
Oh, Nintendo, spoiling the fun of everything. Apparently, Nintendo finally found out that there have been boobs on their games for a while, and they were not gonna
let Sin down. It was only a matter of time.
Boobs?
They found that there's boobs and butts in their in some games, and
like the hentai puzzle games.
Yeah.
And the only way to get the uncensored version of that is to buy a retail copy for the Asian releases on PlayAsia and such.
I don't know if they've taken the games down that are in there.
Yeah, the games that have been grandfathered in haven't been removed, but future games will not have this stuff, apparently.
This has nothing to do with
the whole
butt
thing. Like, that's just weird. Like, they've done it to Mario's butt in the movie. Like, they made it look really, like, flat and stuff like that.
It's been an industry-wide practice since, like, probably going back as even before Nintendo's Treehouse was doing localizations. Like, because even Mass Effect Trilogy Definitive Edition has had Miranda's butt reduced.
Yeah. Slagar says in chat, he says, okay, looking at Nerdist headline that says, Werewolf at Night shows we need the Fantastic Four. Why? How do they connect? Real quickly, Slagar, there is a long history with the Werewolf at Night and Fantastic Four, but they're just equating the fact that they ran into each other in the comics more than anything. That's what they're saying. We're getting Fantastic Four. So
they're saying that it needs to happen.
And Man-Thing. Man-Thing was also connected to the Fantastic Four. They battled Man-Thing.
But we're already getting the Fantastic Four, so why would we need the Fantastic Four?
Right. It's a dumb headline, Slagar, for sure.
We all agree that Werewolf.
If you're reading from Comic Book Reader or Screen Rant, you should probably disregard most of what's on.
Whoa, hold on.
Usually, clickbaity articles.
Breakman, what did you just say?
I said it's. I'm not saying Werewolf by Night is a bad comic. I'm saying it's a bad name.
It is. They should have just left it at Werewolf and been fine, you know. But yeah, Werewolf.
Is the whole presentation in black and white? Or does it go in color at some point?
I don't want to spoil it, Eric.
Because I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. Just watch it. I liked it. I thought it was a good special. I should have reviewed that. I'm going to review that next week since it's you know, it's kind of a Halloween theme month. So I'm going to review that next week for sure. So anything else, Break?
No, just disappointment and sadness. Again, I don't know why there's this needs to be a crackdown on
it's so weird, just like games like ARMS and Breath of the Wild had characters of big butts. And like shortly after that, like butts started getting cut down.
Yeah. Slagar says it's good. Watch it like four times.
Also Mario from the new Mario movie trailer, he doesn't have a butt anymore. So like when he does the butt, is the movie about him getting the ass? Because, like, that's the only way I see him doing the ground pound without getting street pained for doing it.
I would watch it just for that reason alone.
Gives a big ass. It's like super made out of iron or something.
They could have a trailer. It's a me. It's a Mario, right? And then it goes into the title screen. Super Mario Brothers, The Quest for Butt.
Speaking of Mario, like, I've never seen such a big miscast role for him in that movie with Chris Pratt, because Chris Pratt just sounds like a dude.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of... I don't know. I'm going to give it a chance.
It's like, he's supposed to be a character. He's playing as himself, though. It's like
I'm going to give it a chance, Eric. I think
Jack
the movie
Black
looks fun.
Sounds like what Bowser would you expect Bowser to sound like.
I like Jack Black as Bowser.
And yeah. And the dude that's playing Luigi is going to do a good job.
Oh, Charlie Day is Luigi. I can't wait to
get that. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited Charlie for that movie, man. I think it's going to be fine. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm not a big Chris Pratt as Mario fan, but I'm just glad they didn't go with the live version, live action, because that would have really been stupid. But
I think even Chris Pratt's family isn't happy about him being Mario.
Yeah, I know. I know. But anyways.
Really, you could have picked anybody. You picked him.
I just hate Hollywood's obsession with replacing voice acting talent with actors instead.
Why didn't they just get the guy that played Mario all these years to do
it? Yeah, because he's a professional voice actor, and he's done work for years.
Yeah,
and he's voiced pretty much all their main characters.
And he's got
Mario,
range.
Luigi, Wario. He's,
like yeah. I said, unlike Chris Pratt, he actually has a range.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Any other Stinkos break?
No, and he's a nice guy too.
Yeah, he really is.
The one time I met him, so I'd say a lot of celebrities are probably nice when you meet them in public like that.
Yeah, no, I haven't had much. I mean, I met a lot of celebrities in my life break, and there haven't been very many that have been complete douchebags. I mean, there's been a couple. Like Ice, what is his name? The guy that did Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, he's kind of a piece of shit. But
then again, it is one line in the trailer, so like maybe he emotes more later on.
Yeah,
when he gets Super Mario or something.
That's what I'm saying. You got to give him a chance, Eric. Like, let's watch the movie and then. You know.
Or maybe it's like an old cut of it.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. So maybe they threw out that trailer and are wondering what the fan reaction is, and they'll change it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe like what happened with the Sonic movie.
Yep.
Or you know, like the movie's still coming out next summer, so they've got time to redo lines. So
yeah, who knows? Yeah. All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week.
My stinko, in addition to Angela Lansbury dying, Robbie Coltrane's dead now.
Yeah, yeah. Robbie Coltrane was in a lot. He's a character actor. He's a kind of a portly man. He played Dumbledore, right, in the Harry Potter movies.
No, he played Hagrid.
I'm sorry, Hagrid. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not a big Harry Potter guy. I've seen the movies, but I'm not familiar with every character, but what else? He was in. He's been in a lot of movies. Like
he was in. Wasn't he in Kroll?
He could have been. Let me look up Robbie Coltrane's list of credits here. Coltrane. Let's look at. Some of his movies. Harry Potter, Hagrid, yeah.
James Bond. A
couple of James Bond movies, that's right.
Yeah. James Bond, yeah, GoldenEye. And, yep. Van Helsing. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies that you may... I mean, once you see him, he's a character actor. You know, he's one of those chameleon actors that has been in a lot of movies that you've seen. I mean, there's tons of them. I mean, there's too much to go through. I mean... trying to look and see if there's anything else like big that you would expect him to, you know, but no, there's just lots of stuff. Oceans 12.
I never saw any of the Oceans movies beyond the first.
Yeah. He played Michael Moon in Frasier. I don't know if you know what part, but I mean, it's just been a lot of shit, you know?
I don't understand how that became a franchise.
Frasier?
The Oceans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't
like,
either.
I liked Ocean's 11, but like it was a heist movie, like a revenge heist movie, and like that was done. Like, how'd you make that into a franchise? Like,
right. No, I agree with you. He was in Blackadder. If you like the old Blackadder stuff, you know, the TV series. But you know, he's just been in a lot of stuff, and you know, it's sad. Anything else, Eric?
No, just those two.
Yeah. My stink of the week, in addition to Angela Lansbury, Robbie Coltrane, the fentanyl thing that Breakman said, was trimming sucks. I harvested and I had to trim all my weed, and trimming is horrible. And anybody that does trimming for a living, I don't envy you, and I respect you, and holy shit does it suck, man. But on the flip side, I do have a sweet-o with that.
Sweet! Sweet! Potato of the Week.
So when you start trimming, there is an end, and my end came with trimming after about 2 long days of trimming. So, you know, there you go. And how dare you, Brake Man? You sick freak.
So the end isn't at the balls?
So no. You're basically saying that weed is hard to work with?
It's not hard. It is hard to work with in this aspect, Eric. Like, it's very resiny, so which means sticky. So I have a pair of diagonal cutters, right? And that's what trims the leaves and stuff. But you get, I mean, eventually it gums up and your scissors start to, you know, start to...
Put them in a solution or something?
Yeah, well, you can put alcohol on it, but it's a pain in the ass, you know? I mean, it just is. Like, it's... I mean, it gets to the point of ridiculousness, and I had a lot this year. I mean, I had a plant that grew about 6.5-7 feet tall, and it just produced so much that it just...
It's a good thing we don't have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for pointing that out, Brakeman. You're the best. But anyways, so yeah, trimming. But it did come to an end, and it's done, and now it's all in jars, and that's the coolest thing ever. So there you go. Brakeman, your Sweeto of the Week.
I got a couple of them, and they'll probably piss off some people. Like that. Actually, I don't know if there's anybody I'd probably argue with this one, but Alex Jones lost bigly in court, and he's losing his mind about it, of course. But
yeah,
Eric, and there's still more trials for him.
Yes, $1 billion settlement, and
he filed for bankruptcy because he lost everything, basically. Yeah.
So my question is this, guys. Like, if he can't come up with the money, he's going to jail, right? I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, right?
Well, it's going to be appealed, and more than likely the next court will – I forget what it's called, but they'll say that's probably too much money, $1 billion's too much, and they'll probably knock it down a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. $1 billion's a fucking lot of money, so – even like $500 million would still be like a huge hit. It'd probably be enough to put him out of business. The thing he's trying to do is trying to move moving his money because he doesn't just own InfoWars. He also owns the company that owns InfoWars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, according to him, he only has $1.5 million in the bank and $1.5 million in the company's account. So, you know.
Which everybody's pretty much said is false, like, yeah. Because he was making like... $6 million a year or something like that.
I would venture to say that alone his dietary supplement company would make way more than that. So
he's making $400,000. His company's making $400,000 a day at one point.
He's
got money. There's no doubt about it. He's just trying to hide it and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens with that.
He might be one of those people that has shell accounts in the Cayman Islands or some shit, or Davos and Switzerland, you know, all that shit.
He needs to go to jail, but like my second Stinko, I don't think they're ever going to go to jail, even though they should, or my second Sweeto. But it was a very bad week for another piece of shit. Donald Trump had a really bad week this week. He's going to have to appear in court to defend himself against rape, to defend himself against treason. And let me see. And what did the Supreme Court say? Oh yeah, we can't do that. Whatever you were asking for, no, Yen. And there was another battle he lost.
He got a subpoena to appear in front of the January 6th committee, but the chances of him appearing in person on that are next to zero. So
And that's fine. I mean, if he wiggles his way out of that and such like that, but they can, if they had the balls to do it, they could then, there's a special thing that the Congress can do for people who are contempt and have them arrested. I doubt they have the balls to do
it. We're not going to do it. Break, man.
What was I going to say? Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, man, I derailed you. If you remember, just...
No, it's fine. There's some long-term things that he's going to have to deal with, too, because these are just like the start. Like, he still has the tax evasion trial he's going to have to deal with.
Yeah. And
the Georgia election trial. That was another thing they rejected, his attempt to get out of that.
Yeah,
so he's going to have
Yeah. I don't think he's ever going to serve any jail time. I make no, you know, allusion to that, Brake Man. But if anything comes out of this, other than he can't run again, I mean, I'd be content with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they come to an agreement where he just can't run again, I think I'd be okay with it, because I think he would probably win if he ran again. And that's,
I want him to be financially destroyed.
That too, but is that really going to happen, man? He'll always find a way to make money. Like, you know, I mean, he's been doing it since he was gifted $400 million from his dad, you know, and yeah, it's like,
all he has to do is ask people for money and they send it to him.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's sickening. And you think now that he's had a little bit of political clout that he hasn't made more connections? I mean, all he has to do is talk to his base and he can drum up 20, 30, 40, 50 million in like a week. You know, it's like, it's sick. It's gross, you know, and yeah. it's just stupid.
Well, something that might, and might seem morbid, but something that might be in the realm of possibilities, all this stuff that's been actually happening has been reportedly ticking him off to no end. He's an old man with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, nature might take its course the way he's going.
I mean, it might.
Yeah, I know they said he's a state, like, his doctor said he's, like, they got the best genes ever and stuff like that, but we know that's not true because he almost died from COVID.
Yeah. Well, and his dad died, not prematurely. His dad was fairly old, but his dad had health issues too. And I don't know about his mom's, but health. But I mean, it's coming to an end, Breakman. I mean,
he's
average,
78 years old.
Yeah, the average life of a person is 72 years old, so he's already 6 years past that. So, I mean, he's already won. He's scammed as much money as he could possibly scam, and you know, it's just. It's crazy. He's one of the weirdest, like, most fascinating people to ever live. I don't like him. I never have ever since.
It's sort of like Hitler. Like, I don't, this charisma that some people see, like me and you don't see it, don't get it. But other people, like, they're just like attracted to it.
Oh no, I see it. Don't get it. I understand. Break, but.
Well,
I'm not.
I mean, I understand, like, the him getting people upset and stuff like that, like, it preying on people's fears. But, I mean, Trump was popular before he ever ran for president, before he ever had even had his own TV show. Things like him being in the Home Alone 2 sequel for just a couple minutes. Like, apparently that was a big crowd-pleasing moment.
Yeah.
That back in, like, the, what, mid-90s or something when that came out? Just for this name recognition that he had, that he's had forever for some reason.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't, and his WrestleMania appearances and stuff like that, like, people are always happy to see the guy, and I, like, why?
Yeah, he's got no redeeming qualities, Breakman. I mean, I always go back to, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before, so I don't want to be a broken record, but, you know, I'm going to be a broken record here. I mean, ever since he took out that ad in the New York Times calling for the execution of the, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I have to. So you guys, I mean, it's the way that everybody recognizes these guys. Mm-hmm. The Central Park Five, it makes them sound like a gang, right? Which I thought was a failure of the media. But, you know, ever since he called for the death of people that, and still, after they were found innocent with DNA evidence, he still wants them to die. So, why? Because they're black. I mean, he's always been anti-black. You know, I mean, ever since his dad had a bunch... his dad was a slumlord. I mean, let's not pussyfoot around it. I mean, his dad was a slumlord.
Yeah, they lost in court.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact. Him and his dad lost in court. They were slumlords. Like, I can't say they are. They were slumlords. You're absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I've just have never really liked the guy ever, and him being president has just proved a lot of things. One, that half the country is wacko. Not, and it's not a partisan thing. It's not a Democrat versus. He could have ran as a Democrat. Right.
Yeah. Look how many people switched parties when he ran. You know, like, yeah. I'm not a Democrat, or I'm not a Republican, but I love Trump, and heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
like, I voted for Democrats my entire life, but Trump's now here. It's he.
Pizzagate, like, Howie.
Yeah.
I think, like, the racist in a lot of people, and the bigotry and the hatred was just. the way he stoked those fires, you know?
Yeah.
But there's still not just that. There's like this. There's a charisma that I don't understand. Is what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Like I understand manipulating fear and such like that. Like we're all suffering in this economy. The way that it's designed, the way this country's designed. I said economy, for lack of a better word. But you know what? The economy's doing great for billionaires. It's not right. great for us.
Right. Right. All right.
And we're all suffering, and we're all looking for answers. Yeah. You know?
Any other sweetos break?
No, just the suffering of two assholes. Like, yeah, I've seen some of his posts over on his Truth Social, like, because they keep putting him on Twitter, even though I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you do this?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But whatever. But the thing, him melting down about stuff is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Alex Jones also melting down about stuff. But the funny thing with Trump is the more he melts down, the more he tells on himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's admitted to a lot of stuff, you know, and it's pretty sad. But no, right.
It's an indictment on our total judicial system. It's our justice system is non-existent.
We need justice reform, no doubt. And not the way that Republicans see it. The way that the Democrats see it is, and not even the way the Democrats see it. Just we do need justice reform and police reform. And
for instance, like look how much money when they talk about like defunding police and such like that. And no, I don't want to defund the police. Democrats aren't. They're not. They're spending more money on the police.
Yeah.
For what reason? The police have been shown to be ineffectual.
Yeah. No, I agree. I actually think we do need to defund the police or. At least start over, but that's...
Why would we give more money to a group of people who have failed nonstop at their job?
Right, right.
They have a success rate of under 10%. Any other profession would 2%. Be
2%. They solve 2%.
I'm just using like as under 10% because any other profession would get you fired. You know
yeah, I mean? Absolutely. If you were to go into your job and you know you were 10% effective, they would be you would be 90% out the door. You know, I mean... That's just 2% the way it is.
It's not even like it's. Why are you even coming to work? Why are we paying you?
Mm-hmm,
and I heard on the radio this morning because I wanted to hear kind of the conservative radio people melt down because of you know Trump getting in, you know having to appear in court.
Yeah, Freak Five.
The local guys really love Trump.
So. Yeah, Freak Five. Sweet old Mrs. Freak has still been staying out of the hospital, so that's always a plus. You know,
that's good. So obviously they avoided that subject, and they're talking about police, and they had like police. Form on there. They're talking about defunding. We need more money for the police. Our police do so much for us.
Yeah. Freak Five says he's watching. Freak Five says he's watching Halloween Ends right now. OMFG, the beginning. Just wait for it, Freak Five, is all I got to say. Just wait for it.
So it's all downhill from there?
Oh my God. Break.
I can hear it in your voice.
Like, I mean,
I can hear disappointment in your voice.
I just loudly. We did the review and holy fuck!
And I didn't listen to it, but I'm just saying, like I hear disappointment.
So. Yeah, yeah, more than anything. Yeah, yeah. It's just okay. Eric. Oh, did you have anything else, Break? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, Eric. Kidding. Your sweeto.
Well, he already said mine with Alex Jones, but and I did get some birthday gift stuff. I got $100, so I bought some other games with it.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to tell people what you got, Eric?
I pre-ordered Persona 5 for the PS5 next week, and I also got new Pokemon Snap since it's like $40 at Best Buy right now.
Yeah. All right, cool. Right on. All right, and I already mentioned my sweeto, my trimming is done, and I agree with the Alex Jones thing and the Trump stuff and all that. So, you know, just let's move on to our free-for-all. It's a free-for-all! Little thing! Yeah! It's a free-for-all! Wow! All right, we're into the third round of our quest to find the scariest game of all time, guys, and... We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, man. I don't know how we're going to choose on some of these, but Breakman, take it away.
This is more commonly known as the Sweet 16.
Yeah, yeah.
There are 16 teams left, and I'm going to start at the bottom this time.
Oh, okay.
Work my way up.
Let's go all the way
we're
down.
We're going to start with Condemned for the original Xbox versus The Evil Within, which is for, you know, pretty much any modern platform.
Yeah.
Frank, you can go ahead and start.
This is a tough one for me. I mean, all these are going to be pretty tough this week, break. But this one is particularly tough for me because Condemned is a different type of scary than Evil Within. Evil Within is more of a Resident Evil scary, you know, like kind of like viscerally scary type game. Condemned is more of like you're on the trail of a serial killer scary. They both have merit, man. If I had to pick,
Is Condemned really scary, though?
Yes.
Like, how long ago did you play this game, Frank? Because think about it for a minute. You're going around killing these people called addicts, and they're all homeless people.
Yeah, so? Well, it's still so scary.
Homeless people.
I mean...
So you don't see the problem with that?
I do see that. I mean, look, they're not making any statements with it, Eric. It's just a way of conveying... Maybe they should have went with something. I mean, it's slightly insensitive to call them all homeless people, but maybe they should have just called them crazy people. I don't know.
At least the psychopaths in Dead Rising were exaggerated to the point of ridiculousness.
Yeah,
but this game is supposed to be more realistic.
To me, Eric, it is scary because. Whether they're homeless people or just crazy people or whatever the fuck, I mean, you're still going around battling them.
All I'm saying is that it's hard to even like the game because of the nature of society back in the aughts was such that it was anti-homeless and anti-drugs. And
it's always that way. It's that way now.
And apparently the plot is you're going around chasing the silly carrier because he apparently framed you for murder. So you're going around killing a bunch of homeless people instead?
But these homeless people...
It doesn't make sense.
These homeless people aren't just like...
Sounds like a shitty plot. It sounds like
look,
a shitty game.
Break or Eric, I don't care what you say. The game is scary, right? I experienced this game firsthand. And the tool... It's got... Let me explain it in a better way. It's got a 7 vibe to it. Okay? That's the type of scary I'm talking about. It's more of a... you know, kind of an existential threat than anything. But it's still unnerving. It's an unnerving scary. But that being said, I do agree with some of the points you're saying, Eric, and I'm going to go with Evil Within. Because Evil Within is viscerally super scary. So, yeah.
I don't know those developers were thinking they made that game. That's horrible.
Do I even have to ask Eric?
No. I'm voting for the other game.
Wait, what? You're voting for Condemned?
No, I'm voting for the other game.
Yeah, Evil Within.
He's voting for Evil Within, though.
Oh.
You're both on the same page.
Okay.
I still think Condemned is a worthy playthrough, and I think it's scary, but it's worthy of being in the final 16.
I'm going to vote for Condemned just because I had never played Evil Within.
Yeah.
And Condemned was, it was one of those... A creepy kind of scary, yeah, as opposed to like.
I hear the sequel to Condemned was at least a little bit better.
No, so. That's not true. I prefer not the first.
In terms of gameplay, I hear it's not so great though.
Yeah, no, I disagree.
Homeless people is what you're saying.
No, there's a cult involved, and that's why some of these people have become addicts, as the game calls them.
Yeah, I know. All right.
So without that knowledge prior to playing the first game, you're just going around killing people.
Eric, do you not every once in a while shut off your brain when you play video games? Because I do. Like I can't think of real world stuff all the time when I'm playing a game. You know what I'm saying? Because I go to games to get away from that shit. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know. I just. To me,
there are people that never turn their brains back on. That's
well, that's true too. I mean,
stop
that's not
talking
me.
About me. I'm right here.
There are a large contingent of people called gamers, and they hate it when your politics right. into a video game.
Right? No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like sometimes you just have to not so much forgive a game, especially when it's super egregious. But a game like Condemned, dude, like. Like, the atmosphere is just scary enough for me. Like, it's unnerving, is what I'm saying. It's like, okay.
I like doing immoral things in video games.
Yeah, I know
like
you do.
Grand Theft Auto. Like, I like being that asshole that's like, like, when CJ would grab somebody and, like,
But again, they
want to carjack somebody, and he'd pull him out and like, this is a robbery. Don't make it a homicide. I'd kill him just because.
Eric, would
then
you?
Again, then again, is it, well, I think the more scariest aspect of Condemned would probably be the minds of the people who created it in the first place who thought that it was a good idea.
Well, okay, if you want to go there, then what do you call the people in BioShock that you're going around killing? It's the same type of thing. They remind me a lot of the enemies in BioShock. You see what I'm saying?
You kill little girls.
Well, no. I'm talking about
you can't kill them in the first one too. You can. Those little girls were little girls at one point.
Yeah, no. Not those ones. I'm talking about like the random low level enemies that you come across.
I know, but I'm saying if you're talking about immoral things, you can literally kill little girls in BioShock. I mean, what's more immoral than murdering children?
Unrealistically small. Would you? That's not true, Slagar. He doesn't think that. That's not true.
I love Micro Machines.
Micro Machines was fun. All right, let's move on.
What happened to that guy? By the way, the Motormouth guy.
Didn't he die?
Oh.
What Motormouth guy?
You know, the guy who talked really, really fast. He was in the Transformers movie.
Oh, that guy? I don't know.
Machine commercials. He was in the Saved by the Bell episode.
Oh, he's like on record as like singing Beat It at the quickest rate ever and all that. Yeah, what happened to that guy? That is crazy.
Apparently he's dead, according to Eric, and right. I feel it's terrible for bringing it up. I
know. Way to bring the show down, Break. I mean,
I failed. Damn it. My bad.
All right, Break. Again. Next.
Okay, we're all in second game. Next, we have Fear. That's all capitals. That's why I said it really loud. Versus Little Nightmares. I'm gonna go ahead and go first because I've said it before. I bought a system basically for Fear because it was a fantastic game, and there were definitely scary moments. Not just like the horror elements of it, but the AI could be scary sometimes too. How they'd flank you, or there'd be moments where you just dealt with like a horror element, and all of a sudden you're flanked by enemies. Like, well, you know, it's like, but fuck. But then there'd be other times you're just walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden she flashes on your screen for some reason. It's like, you bitch! You fucking! I'm gonna get you, bitch!
You know what Alma, the character in Fear, kind of remind me of, like Japanese horror, like some of the like The Ring and stuff like that. You know, so that's.
I think she was supposed to be like that.
Yeah. Right.
So I go with Fear, Frank. You.
This is another tough one for me, Breakman, because I agree with you on Fear in a lot of aspects. I think it is worthy of being in this list of scariest games of all time. But Little Nightmares did something to me that a lot of games can't really do, and that's like scare me to the core. Like you're basically this little girl on this big ass ship, and you're kind of being hunted by these big weird sort of humanoid people type thing, and their whole purpose is to grab you and cook you and eat you. So Little Nightmares, and there's these little like claustrophobic moments in Little Nightmares they play to a lot of different emotions, man. And
there's one area in the game where you have to avoid getting turned into stone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why would you go after an adult though? Like, little girl's not gonna have a lot of meat on her.
I mean, dude, it's...
Is she the only one left?
No. There's... I mean,
no, they have a bunch of them.
Yeah, they have a bunch of them, and this little girl's like...
Just funny little girls for them.
Yeah. Little Nightmares for me, Breakman, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm voting for Little Nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, Little Nightmares moves on. Yeah.
And I do...
You guys
look.
Are fucking assholes.
Break, I knew you were going to be upset, but play Little Nightmares.
I never found Fear that scary.
It is. To me, it is. But play Little Nightmares, Break, man, and it's worthy. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. All right. Fun. Next, we have... this is, I've said before, I'm going to go ahead and start this one off. Dead Space versus Bloodborne. Dead Space is still the scariest game I've ever played. It was so well done, and it would defy your expectations in some points. I mentioned it last week. Like, there's a safe spot in the game where they establish very well that this spot is safe, that you can finally relax. And then when you finally get to the point where you feel like you can relax in it, they fuck with you and they make it unsafe. And then there are other points in the game where you're walking down the hallways and you can just hear the monsters through the hallways, mm-hmm. or through the rafters and stuff like that, and you know they're going to drop down on you at some point. So it was such a great game. Yeah. I have to go with Dead Space. Frank, I've been going with you first, so I'm going to go with Eric.
All right.
I'm going to vote for Evil Within.
No, we're Dead Space versus Bloodborne.
Oh, Eric. Sorry. I couldn't see the list.
Bloodborne. Dead Space versus Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
Don't listen to me at all. I see how it is.
I'm tired.
No, I get it. Every time I say something,
he just tuned you out, Breakman.
I know, he puts his fingers in his ears, la 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 la.
Oh wow, so I'm the tiebreaker on this one, I guess, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, these are two of my all-time scariest games ever. So it's really, really hard for me to pick this matchup in particular. So I'm going to do an El Paso breakman. No, I'm kidding. I know I can't do
that in a while.
I was like, what, you call the cop or call the chat room on this?
I don't want to leave it up to chat. That's why I'm going to pick. Otherwise, I would. Holy shit. This is a titanic matchup for me. Bloodborne is not only viscerally scary at points, I mean, some of the bosses are super terrifying. The lore is unmatched in any game that I've ever played. Like, everything in that game has meaning. I've talked about Bloodborne before as being just an existentially scary game. There's a point in the game where if you build up your insanity meter enough, I forget what they call it in Bloodborne, but
it's called Insight.
Insight, yeah, but it's basically your insanity meter, and if you go insane in this game, you can see things like these big-ass gods hanging on the side of a building, like these Lovecraftian nightmarish gods, and the implications there, and I mean, it's just one thing after another. Every enemy is super scary from the beginning ones to the end. But I gotta say, Dead Space has done something to me again that not a lot of games do. And it was super unique because it had elements of The Thing. You remember like the monsters in The Thing, the John Carpenter movie? And these things are called necromorphs and they're fucking terrifying. And they chase after you and you can't just shoot them in the head like a zombie. You had to cut off their limbs, you know?
Unless you get the flamethrower, then you just barbecue them.
Yeah, the flamethrower was great later on, but you don't get that right away. You know, you have to.
You get all the way to chapter 6, which is near the end of the game.
Yeah. I mean, Dead Space is horrifying. I mean, you get these, and then there's these points in time in Dead Space where you're out there. I mean, it's scary enough to be out in space, like walking on your ship. I mean, and it's dead silence, and these things could come at you from any angle, and sometimes those little fucking head monsters would, like show up out of nowhere and grab you from behind, or whatever the fuck it was. I mean, Dead Space is an all-time great game, and an all-time scary game, and I think very highly of Bloodborne, but by the very thinnest of margins, I'm going with Dead Space. So,
all right.
Yeah, Dead Space Woo-hoo. Is moving on.
Slegar also said Dead Space in chat, which makes me question if he's the real Slegar, because, you know, me and him can't agree on a video
game. right. Yeah.
Saying he may have been replaced.
Yeah, and that's, to me, that's the hardest one in this whole list, Breakman. So, I mean, Bloodborne deserves better, but, you know, I mean, it should have been.
I honestly think Dead Space 2 is scarier.
Possibly.
I think we might have voted Dead Space 2 off of this list already. I don't remember. But I was going to say, Dead Space also did some really like cool things that had never really been done before. Like, it had that menu that was in-game that made it look, like I said, when you're looking through your menu and upgrading, it looks like your character's doing it, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it had the health meter on the back, which was really cool. Yeah.
And my favorite feature is that it had a button that showed you exactly where the fuck you're supposed to go.
Yep, that was cool too. And it didn't matter. It didn't make the game less scary because...
No, it didn't. No. It was less hard.
Like, yeah.
We need that in more games.
Yep.
I wish we had it in Alien Isolation because there was a time I was running around this one level for probably like a half hour at least trying to figure out, where am I supposed to go here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that little bitty fucking tunnel right there. Got it. Fuck you. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. moves on. Next week, speaking of Alien Isolation, we have that running up against Resident Evil 7. I'll again start this one since I'm playing Alien Isolation and I haven't played Resident Evil 7. And there is a lot of fear in this, even before you're dealing with the alien. You feel weak. Your character, you got like a wrench, and other people have guns, for instance. And they hunt you in a pack. You gotta hide in the locker room. Hide in the locker, for instance. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found out that they can see you in the locker sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, that is walking by. I'm like, oh, well, I'm fine. Nope. They start shooting me in the locker.
Yep.
Fuck that. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel weak in Alien Isolation. And especially when the alien comes out. Mm-hmm. Like, you have I had a revolver and a wrench at the time. Like, they're just. Even if I hadn't seen the movies, I knew there was no way in hell I could fight it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I knew the only thing I could do was run and hide. Yeah. Or sneak away and hide.
And even then, like, you know, sometimes you'd be caught. Yeah, Alien Isolation, man, for sure.
It's, Alien Isolation almost is 10 years old.
Yeah, it almost is. Yeah.
So I pick Alien Isolation. Eric, you go next.
Not having played it, but hearing things... I'd probably vote it over Resident Evil 4 because it's probably definitely scarier. Resident 7? Yeah, I'd still vote for Alien Isolation over 7.
Frank?
Yeah, it's going to be a clean sweep here, Breakman. I do think RE7 did bring up the fear level in Resident Evil back after, especially after that debacle of 5 and 6. So... But and it
five brought, six were fun action games, but that's all they were.
Yeah, they were not great scary games. Resident Evil 7 definitely brought the scary factor back to Resident Evil. So, but Alien Isolation all the way, man. I put it in my top 10 scary games of all time for sure.
I was wrong. Dead Space is still on here, and Dead Space 2 is going up against Silent Hill 2. And I've started every one of these, so you guys need to start. Eric, you can start this one.
I'm gonna vote for Dead Space 2.
Frank?
I respect Dead Space 2, and in a lot of ways it is scarier than Dead Space 1, but I think Silent Hill 2 atmosphere alone makes it, and it was basically not a mistake, but a physical... Like, not physical, but like a limitation of the systems at a time that all the fog had to be created because you couldn't, you know, put up a lot of graphics back in the day. So the fog was the thing, but the fog is what made that game like eerily creepy. And I still have very fond memories of Silent Hill 2. So I'm going with Silent Hill 2 Breakdown.
Ah, crap, I'm a tiebreaker on this one.
Yeah.
I had more fun with Dead Space 2 personally than Silent Hill 2. But something else too, like Alien Isolation, like you feel weak in that game.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to fight the monsters. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to avoid them as best you can. Whereas in Dead Space 2, you want to fucking kill everything you see. You know,
I mean, Dead Space 2, the basic weapon you can use throughout the whole game. You know, and be okay. Yeah.
So, I like Dead Space 2 actually more than Silent Hill 2, but the category is scariest.
Yes. Game. Yes.
Like, I hate saying voting against Silent Hill 2 because I think people might riot, but I kind of agree with Eric. I think Dead Space 2 in some ways was
scary. Full of shit, Breakman. You're full of shit, man.
Come on, you didn't think those baby heads when they're rushing you were terrifying?
Of course, but like,
it's... I just want to put Dead Space 2 and Dead Space together so that Dead Space loses for getting my revenge on it for losing the Bloodborne.
It's not going to happen. Eric, but okay.
Eric's trying to rig it. Just
I know, he's trying to rig it to his way.
okay, but seriously, Silent Hill 2 is legendary as a scary game. It didn't have, like you said, the technology that Dead Space 2 had.
Mm.
So it was definitely limited in what it could do, and it still managed to be, it was probably the scariest game at the time, you know? Wow.
Go with what you said at the first break, man. I'm not going to be upset, dude. I mean,
I know. On. I just I was thinking that other people might be upset if I say Dead Space 2. Like, we already have like two listeners. I don't want us to be only having one listener.
That's fine, man. I mean, it's not blasphemous to say Dead Space 2.
I'm
going to
say Dead Space 2. I'm sorry, Silent Hill 2, but I have more fun with Dead Space 2.
There's nothing wrong with that, because Dead Space 2 is a terrifying game, too. You know, it just more of the same shit you dealt with, in which is fine. I'm, there's no complaints, you know, so yeah. Dead Space 2 is definitely worthy, man. No problem.
Next, we have Amnesia, Machine for Pigs, versus the Resident Evil 2 remake. I've never played either one of these games. Resident Evil 2 remake looks fantastic, and I've heard good things about Amnesia. Who started the last one? I think, Eric, Frank, you start this one.
For me, it's going to be Resident Evil 2 remake, although I did like Amnesia, Machine for Pigs. It was weaker than Amnesia. You know, the first, you know, Machine for Pigs was kind of a DLC, if I remember correctly.
No, it was a sequel.
Oh, it's a sequel. Yeah, it was not quite as good as the original. But Resident Evil 2 remake it looks fucking terrifying and looks great. And it's just fantastic. So I'm going with Resident Evil 2.
Eric?
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, I'm going to say, just from the video I've seen of it, the screenshots are fantastic of Resident Evil 2. But, I mean, it already won, so my input doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. We only have 4 games left, and this one's going to be really hard for Frank. So I'm going to go ahead and put him on the spot first. Eternal Darkness versus Outlast.
This is the second hardest one in this list, Breakman. Eternal Darkness is an all-time great game, let alone scary game, but it had things that were unique for the time, like it would fuck with your volume on your well, you know, I mean, it had like old school like volume graphics, so you would think your volume is glitching out. It had like one time I was playing it and my head just fell off and I'm like, what the fuck was that? One time, like, when I hit forward, my character would go back, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, my controller's freaking out. You know, all this different shit to fuck with your head. It was way ahead of its time. Not enough games are doing that. Like, you know, fucking with characters, psychological well-being, so to speak. Outlast is fucking terrifying. It's like Clock Tower amped up. Right, it is super scary. You can't fight. Basically, you run and hide. That's what you do in Outlast, and it's mostly set in the dark. But you do have like a night vision camera, which adds a whole different aspect to it. But all that being said, I am going with Eternal Darkness because I think super highly of that game, and I wish they would come out with a sequel because it's worthy. No, Slagar. There's no Luigi's Mansion on this list. Although there might have should have been, but
this is not that scary game. Though. Luigi's Mansion was fun, but it wasn't scary.
There was, I don't know.
Creepy, but not scary.
I wasn't even creeped out. Like, it was a fun game. It was like a children's horror game. Yeah. You know? Like, it's like going on the amusement ride.
But Mario being turned into an MNT was pretty scary, though.
Anyway, what do you think, Eric?
I'm gonna vote for Eternal Darkness.
I was gonna vote for Eternal Darkness too, but again, my vote doesn't matter.
Oh, shut up, Breakman!
Is on.
He's so I can't say that.
This is the last challenge right here: the original Resident Evil versus the original Clock Tower.
Ooh, it's another tough Eric. Match.
Well, the original is debatable, because there's the SNES game, but...
No, there was, you're right. I forgot about that.
But I still think that even the second Clock Tower game's still scarier than Resident Evil was.
So you're going with Clock Tower, Eric?
Yeah.
Right?
Whew, this is a tough one, Breakman. I'm going to defer to you for now. I'm gonna let you go first, Break.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. I've talked about both of these games a lot on the scary meter. Like, you're helpless in Clock Tower, just like Outlast. All you can do is run and just listen to those goddamn clicking scissors. And
I mean, you can push Scissorman off, but then your stress meter goes up, and you can only do that so many times.
Yeah.
mostly it's like you're just hiding in a bathtub hoping he doesn't look behind the curtain. Like, God damn it, please don't look behind the curtain. Whereas Resident Evil, you get weapons. I mean, you get a fucking rocket launcher at some point. But even when you have those weapons, you're still worried about, for instance, going into water because you know there's a fucking shark in the water. You're worried about walking down the hallway because early in the game they told you that shit's going to pop through windows and stuff like that. Then you walk in one room and there's a fucking giant snake in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've got a pistol and a shotgun to fight a giant snake.
Also, the room with the giant snake is very cramped.
Yes, it is.
Both of them. Both of the times you have to fight the snake.
I forgot there were two fights. Ugh. And, you know... And then the zombies themselves. Like, there are instances where you'll, open a closet and there'll be one that, come out. You're just looking for... You know, because you're looking for supplies and shit. Trying to solve the puzzles of the game. Oh, this is a tough one. You know what? Since Eric said Clock Tower, I'm going to say Resident Evil. Put you on the
How
spot.
How dare you, son of a bitch, Breakman. I thought you were going to make my work easy.
Passed it to me to get away from it, Frank. Fatal mistake.
Okay, this one's really tough because they're two different games, right? Different type of gameplay. Resident Evil, all-time classic. Clock Tower, also a classic. Clock Tower... If I don't pick Clock Tower, Bernie's going to kill me. So, I think for this round, I'm going to pick Clock Tower by the thinnest of margins, Breakman. Just by the thinnest of margins, because I do remember Clock Tower being horrifyingly scary. You know, I mean, like you dreaded... There are very few games where you dread putting them in your system. Clock Tower is one of those games for me. And you know another modern game that is like that for me? Fucking Resident Evil Village. And I'm surprised Village wasn't on this list, because Village is fucking terrifying. Clock Tower for me, man. I mean, it's Resident Evil, I've kind of got the feel for those games over the years, and while scary, you kind of have a rhythm to those games. There's no rhythm in Clock Tower, you fucking run. That's what you do. You know? It's a definition of scare. Run.
like Derek said, all you can do is maybe push him off sometimes, but for the most part, if he caught up with you, you're dead.
Yeah.
Whereas, if a zombie catches up with you in Resident Evil, you can still shove him off.
Right.
Even though they're biting you, and technically that should turn you into a zombie.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, all the Resident Evil protagonists mysteriously have resistance to the virus.
No, that's interesting. It's weird.
Yeah. So next week we have the Elite Eight, as they say. I mean, you got Clock Tower going up against Eternal Darkness. That's a titanic matchup if I ever heard of one.
You're going to have to beg Bernie not to hurt you.
I know.
You're begging her, man.
I know, man. RE2 Remake going up against Dead Space 2. Alien Isolation going up against Dead Space. Little Nightmares versus Condemned. I mean, this is... I think we picked Evil Within, didn't we? I thought we picked Evil Within. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. I did. Yeah. We did pick Evil
Within. It's Little Nightmares versus Evil Within. So, yeah, it's just a MERS role.
Catch. We would have gone on. God, that's a good goddamn catch. Fuck.
Yeah.
My bad. This is going to be hard for me. Alien Isolation versus Dead Space.
Oh, man.
Because I'm playing Alien Isolation right now.
And isn't it a fucking scary game, Breakman, Alien Isolation? Like, it's top 10 for me.
Yeah, tons of running. I'll hide in a closet. I'm like, how long should I hide in here? I don't know how far. And then you'll start hearing their voices. And I ran through three different rooms and they're still, okay.
Right.
How long do I hide here? Like, you're sitting there, you're doing nothing. You're just staring at the screen, listening for God's sake.
Yeah. So we've got 2 weeks left of this, which is fantastic. I mean, next week we'll whittle it down to what, four? The final four? And then we'll do the semifinals and then the finals the following week. You know, so just an awesome list here, Breakman. And I know I said it last week, but you did a really, really good job of picking us the scariest games of all time. I'm really surprised there was one on here or one not on here called I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. That to me was a super scary, scary game. Alan Wake is a scary game too. I don't care what anybody says, but anyways, I know. Okay, I think that's it for us. We got to do our plugs and get the hell out of here. It's Food Quest time for everybody. Breakman, plug away, please.
You can follow.
Oh, man. It's like you have an internal clock for that, Breakman. It's strange, but...
Harmio clock.
Yeah. Harmy clock.
Yeah. Now you guys know my secret.
There you go. All right, well, what plugs do you have for us?
At RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask, would you rather, like Freak did, which was a freaking awesome would you rather. I love that one. That was great.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm going to watch it, Freak 5, probably tonight, Freak 5, I'll watch it. Okay, let me know what you definitely. Think of, I think you still have my number, Freak 5. Text me what you think of Halloween Ends. I'm curious. So, all right, Eric, your plugs, please.
All right, you can find written reviews on BostonBashCreative.com or the audio reviews. I've got a review for Trails from Zero and Blossom Tales 2. On the feed, and if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is @ArcRPG. Any amount would help out and help me put money towards getting things for the show.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, anything else, Eric?
Stay safe and dress appropriately because the weather is finally starting to get colder around here.
Yeah, same
here. Other places.
Same here. All right. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I will be trying to play the Xbox X this week. I want to get through Titanfall 2 and then a few others that I have on the Xbox, and then I'll put that system away and go back to the PS5, because I do like the PS5 controller quite a bit better, but, whatever. But I want to plug Bernie's Halloween pants that she's got on.
Well, you're getting a third-party Xbox controller.
She got these Wicked jack-o'-lantern leggings from Walmart that are pretty cool. So, what else? Bernie...
You don't play online, because Titanfall 2's got great online.
Yeah, I know, man. I just suck so bad at playing against other humans, Breakman, that it deters me from playing a lot of
stuff.
I'm trying to remember
if they have a versus CPU. I think they do. Like, you can do that kind of thing. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know, man. I just like playing campaign and then just going on to the next, you know? I guess if I was to play with you, Break, it wouldn't be too bad, you know? Do we have each other? I think we have each other as friends on Xbox, yeah.
Can we all play Halo Legends?
I don't have it, but I could probably get it.
Halo Legends? I don't have that.
Infinite, sorry.
Yeah, can all play Infinite or the Master Chief Collections, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna get the Game Pass too. I just gotta.
If you got Game Pass, you can play both of those.
Yeah, I gotta figure out. Break doesn't want it. How dare you, Freak 5? You son of a bitch. I am an easy win, Freak 5. I admit it. Like, no matter what multiplayer game I'm in, I just suck, and it's horrible. It's why I like single player games, man. Fuck it.
He's kind of right about that, because in multiplayer, when I see somebody like just standing around not playing, like I usually ignore them, or I see other people run up and get a free kill.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're not playing. That's not fun. Yeah. I want somebody to shoot back at me. That's right. Playing online. Right. I want to feel the satisfaction of killing you
right.
So that I can go teabag you and gloat about it.
I know. See, it's not fun when you do that to me, although fucking Freak 5... Freak 5 did that to me in Friday the 13th. Like, the only time I played with him, he played as of course he's Jason, so he's terrorizing me. Although I thought it was the funniest thing, like, I was hiding behind a door and he didn't see me, and I thought I was, like, clear to go, and I, like, went around the door and I was, like, gonna run out of there and, like, get away from him, but he caught me as soon as I moved. I'm like, son of a bitch. And then after he killed me, he teabagged me. You son of a bitch. Fucker.
One of my favorite things to do, like, when you're Jason, is to booby trap, like, around the windows. You put that foot trap. So, like, when they're in the house and you go at the door and you start smashing it and watch them try and scare you out the window, and then it pops up and tells you when I'm done caught. Mm-hmm. You stupid little bastard. Now you're mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a bastard. By the way, the Texas Chainsaw multiplayer game looks pretty fantastic. So, you know, I'll be watching people
play. Coming? They got the Ghostbusters game coming, mm-hmm. and there's the
actually Dragon Ball that Ghostbusters game came out, and so is the Dragon Ball game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're already out now. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm behind in the times.
Yeah.
I'm playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, so yeah. Like that's, you know, I'm old. Yep. And Alien Isolation's what, 10 years old? Something
like that. I want to thank everybody in chat, of course.
It will be as of, I think, August 2014.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So like, in, like, 2 years' time, a couple of months, it will be 10 years.
But well, I think my point was there's a bunch of games out right now or coming out where it's, like, one versus everybody else. Like, one person gets to be the monster and everybody else gets to be the hero. Yeah, type thing. Yeah.
I want to thank everybody in chat. Freak, our good friend Freak 5 was in there. All Roads Lead to the Farm. That's a cool name. Jody Moon was in there. L.A. Kaylee was in there. And Violet's TV. Thank you all so much for being in chat. Freak 5 says, what I do is trap the fuse box and then break down a door in the house with the phone and then place a trap in that doorway. Yeah, there you go. That's pretty fun.
We trap in, like, the car and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, like put it by the driver's side or put it by in the front where you know they're gonna have to put in the thing, so
yeah.
They don't have their weapon drawn. They have their, you know, they have the battery, for instance. They'll have that out, so they're kind of helpless at the time.
Yeah, it's a great game, man. I mean, I wish they would have did more with it, but obviously that's stupid legal dumb shit. But you know, all right. Anyways,
set it up inside the window. That's funny.
All right, thanks everybody for joining. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
It is fun. Fun.
Yeah. That game looks like a shit ton of fun if I had any skill whatsoever, you know.
Or you'll put it, like, at the top of the stairs, for instance.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't see you.
I was watching this one Friday the 13th video where this guy was just trolling that Jason, like, he was going around and around and around this table, and Jason couldn't get him, ever.
Oh, that happened to me, too.